All right, we're going to get started on our next session. The topic is it involves the Public Utility Commission in Texas and updates on rulemaking. And there's going to be a discussion back and forth on how some of the laws passed in the last session are going to be implemented going forward. We have two speakers. Carrie Collier-Brown, who's a partner with Locke Lord here in Austin. Her practice is regulatory and administrative law, and she focuses on Texas energy markets. That includes energy regulations and administrative litigation. She also works with the wholesale and retail electric markets, and that involves work at the Texas PUC and at ERCOT. An interesting tidbit about Carrie's background is that back in 1999, she was involved with legislative staff and at the PUC implementing what was called Senate Bill 7 that sort of introduced the whole concept of retail customer choice to the state of Texas. And our other speaker is David Smeltzer. David's director of the Rules and Projects Division of the Public Utility Commission of Texas. That division is charged with overseeing and coordinating rulemaking processes, special projects, and what they're currently emphasizing is the response to some of the events of Winter Storm Uri and the different things they need to do to implement legislative mandates. So please join me in welcoming David and Carrie.
Hey.
Hey.
Kind of wish we had those club chairs. This is right. More of a conversation.
Right. First off, I need to get my reading glasses that are very cool, and I did get from the State Cafe this morning.
This morning?
Very fashionable.
These are progressives.
Right. So I've spoken at CLEs before, and anyone who's been to any of those knows that usually I'm assigned a topic, and then I just talk about whatever I want. And I think Carrie and I are doing something similar today on that. And, you know, so there is the topic, you know, we're looking at the Renewable Energy Conference, and there's some legislation that affects renewable energy, but a lot of the renewable energy topics, a lot of that legislation was pretty aggressive against, and a lot of it was not successful. So to the extent that affects practitioners in the room, that might be good. And so what Carrie and I have is sort of a chat show format. When I come to these things, I usually find candid impressions from folks, the things that I remember. And so we were going to try to be insightful for a few minutes, and if not, at least not too boring.
Yeah, kind of a perspective from on the industry side and perspective from the staff side. So looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah. And so I guess for starters, we talked about it already, but you know, I'm here because I implement rules. You're here because you file comments in rules. But what else in your background, what other perspectives do you bring to these conversations?
Well, I used to be a staffer at the PUC, where I did mostly rulemaking. So after Senate Bill 7 was passed in 1999, it was kind of a mad dash to adopt all the rules necessary to implement the competitive retail market. Jess Totten used to have this big, you know, chart up on his wall of all the different rulemakings, and I went in and said, hey, I'd like to do some rulemakings. He's like, you get to do rulemakings. Everybody's doing rulemakings. So it was, you know, I still, when we're talking about this, I still have this perspective even now representing different clients on, you know, with a certain perspectives on any proposed rules, you know, what were the things that I appreciated when I was a staffer reading all the rules and all the comments to proposed rules. And I still have that in mind whenever I'm drafting, you know, comments on behalf of a client. So I hope that comes through a little bit, that, you know, that staff perspective is helpful even when we're over here on the other side. So, so what about you? Like before you were rules guru at the PUC?
Yeah, so I think I'm glad that you mentioned Jess Totten. And Harika Basaran, who's head of our markets division, often refers to herself as being part of the SB7 generation and me as being part of the SB3 generation. And so maybe you all slot into that, but I guess you're part of the SB7 generation.
Yeah, I never heard it, but I like that.
Yeah. So I did a couple sessions in the Capitol. And so I remember being like an early 20-something staffer and writing something and being like, the people at the PUC will figure it out, or we don't know how to do this, we'll just write a report. And today, David really is very frustrated and does not like former David, because I now, suffer through how hard it is to implement these things.